Blog Talk Radio.
Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show, and I am very excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Lori McNeil, and she is an international educator, speaker, and business coach. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Lori focuses on the missing foundation tools organizations need for long-term success. Experiences in public and private sectors, Lori helps new businesses grow and established companies re-strategize. She has successfully grown grassroots programs from zero to millions, which lead to national recognition by U.S. Senator Gordon Smith. Lori is also a curriculum designer, a retired business professor, and has helped grow countless organizations organically, including her own international company that includes Legacy Leaders Unlimited, Media Secrets, and Driven Mastery, all brands that assist entrepreneurs to build a true long-lasting purpose. Lori has been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and 500 various outlets per year. She has authored several best-selling books, including co-authoring a best-selling book with Kevin Harrington, the original star of the hit TV show Shark Tank, and pioneer of As Seen on TV, and most recently, Media Secrets Revealed. Lori works with organizations globally to support literacy, cancer research, young entrepreneurship, and military support programs. She was an invited guest at the National Celebration of Reading in Washington, D.C., where she helped raise over $3 million for literacy, and was recently awarded the Lifetime Presidential Service Award for her long-term success in working with communities nationally. Most recently, Lori was selected as one of the featured speakers for the Think and Grow Rich World Tour and was recently honored with a prestigious Outstanding Business Coach Professional Award. Lori can be reached at lori@lorimcneil.com, and that's lori@lorimceil.com. Welcome, Lori. I'm so happy and honored to have you as a guest today.
I am happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Robbie.
Great and everything?
Yes.
I want to know how you got started in media.
In media? Well, that story goes way, way back. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, and media has definitely been a huge part of my journey. And it all started back when I was younger, and I took out my first loan for $3,500 that was co-signed by my mom. That was approved by some local bankers, and I got myself caught up in a local controversy of whether or not I had the right license and permits as a young entrepreneur to be operating business on a public sidewalk. So media basically was my friend and in all of that, and really helped navigate the process as a young entrepreneur. And I learned the power of media at a very young age when people came from all over to support my business. So I had live radio remotes and newspaper interviews for days and days and weeks after that, starting at 11 years old. And so from that point forward, I actually then began to understand the power of media and using it more strategically as I grew up and as I navigated various businesses and operations. And it's a huge, huge part of not only my company, but how I coach entrepreneurs and how I help businesses strategize and learn to leverage media in order to not only build their business and build their brand, but to leverage it in order to really speak to the masses about their important messages that they're building their life and they're building their businesses on.
Wow, that's great. Why is media important?
Media is important because it gives business owners that platform that goes beyond just their local business culture or within their community or their niche in a way. So it really gives them the opportunity to speak to a greater audience that would be outside of the realm of their daily operations. And so for people to really understand the power of media and how to really work with media and build those relationships with media so that they can reach more people and have a greater impact, those things are so important for entrepreneurs and businesses to really understand, because without utilizing the power of media, there's really just so many untapped opportunities and potential for really, really making that greater impact that you're wanting to make.
What are some simple media tips entrepreneurs can implement right away?
We're living in a world full of technology, and many of us right now are utilizing it more than ever before. And one of the simplest tips that I give people is to really dive in and embrace the technology that you have available to you, whatever that is. You might not have a very big budget, or you might not even know the technology that you need to purchase, but just start with whatever it is that you have. Most of us carry around a pocket computer, a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, whatever that looks like. Utilize the social media platforms to build your audience and to spread your message. There's email responders to really build and nurture the relationships with your target audience and with your clients. And there's websites. There's all kinds of simple things that you can do or that you can do better. So I really encourage people to dive into those untapped resources, a lot of which are free or inexpensive, without really going deep into all the expensive, complicated systems out there. There's so much that they can do to have a greater impact with media that they really don't even realize. There is true power in doing Facebook Lives or in putting out live content or live videos or doing more interviews with people, experts in your niche or whatever that is. And there's so much more that people could be doing that they're not doing in order to really create that content with media, in order to repurpose that content, and then leverage higher media platforms as you continue to build your brand. And as you learn more about media, then you can jump up to the larger publications and the larger media platforms as you grow and gain the experience and the exposure as you're growing in your business.
What mistakes do you see entrepreneurs making with media?
Most entrepreneurs are actually coming across way too selfish when they're not focused on the value that they bring to the media outlet. So there's about 90% of pitches, which is incredibly high, 90% get thrown out within seconds, because they're not pitching correctly. They're not building those relationships that they need. And when they're pitching from a perspective of being way too focused on them. So you should always be asking the question, what's in it for them? Because media outlets always have the question of what's in it for me on their mind. So
right.
You should be answering that question before they even have a chance to subconsciously ask it. So from the very top of your pitch, very top of your relationship building, any communication, the value should be very clear, should be very obvious with the value that you bring to them. And it should not be an exhaustive resume of who you are and all the really amazing things that you've done and great people that you've worked with, because it's really not about you. It's about the value that you bring and the result that you can get for them that actually helps position them as an awesome media outlet. They already know the value that they bring to you and you being aligned with them and you getting to utilize the photos or the content or the logo on your website, that kind of thing. But you really need to show them your value without trying to oversell yourself and come across too selfish. And that's why 90% of the pitches actually get thrown out.
That's interesting. What is this the number one thing people can do during challenging times to increase their brand?
Reach out in more authentic ways. So we're all in a position where we maybe are limited with whether that's time or travel or different things going on in the world or whatever, but you always have the option with how you build your relationships and how you reach out to people in an authentic way. And again, it's not about selling anything. It's about reaching out to people and trying to make those connections and really trying to see how you can offer value to them, how you can maybe collaborate, how you can learn more about them and really nurture the relationship in a way that is authentic. And you can do that through direct messenger. You can do that through email. You can pick up the phone. There's always a way every single day that with intentional action, you can be building more authentic relationships without necessarily expecting anything in return or being in the negative mindset that you're expecting to make a sale, you know, right now, today. So once you flip that switch in your own mindset and you focus on just building the relationship, you'll be surprised at how the sales just naturally flow, because people don't feel like they're being sold. They feel like you actually care about them. And they don't care about what you're selling until they know that you care about them. And it's just so true. There's so many mistakes that entrepreneurs are making, and really if they would just do some of the foundational basic relationship building, they'll actually get to where they want to go faster.
I totally agree with you. What is the difference between a business plan and a media plan?
You know, we hear a lot about business and all the different components of your business plan. And in business school, you know, when you're developing a business plan, you hear a lot about you got to have a marketing team and a marketing strategy. And so a lot of people in our culture will think more about in terms of ads or different campaigns. And really your media strategy plan really is a part of your overall business plan. A lot of people think that if they have extra money or extra time, they'll kind of throw spaghetti at the wall and allocate a little bit of extra time and money to different media efforts. And really that is absolutely the wrong approach. You should have a solid media strategy plan that is a part of your overall business plan that should get just as much focus and attention and money and time as any other aspect of building your business. And a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs don't really understand the power of media, so they're not really understanding how vital that is. This goes beyond building your brand, beyond your marketing plan, to build a truly strong media plan requires very specific strategies with daily intentional action toward understanding the bigger part of your overall business plan and how those two pieces fit together, and that they're not two separate plans. They actually should be one big holistic plan for your business.
That's good. How are you using media to grow your brand and reach more people?
I do over 500 interviews a year, and those take place on many different types of platforms. So they might be print media, it might be national TV, it might be podcasts, radio, you know, you name it, I've done it. Facebook Lives, all kinds of, on a regular basis, I am continually using media to reach more people and build my brand and build my credibility. In order to really not only position myself as the expert and continue to position myself as the expert in my field, but to let people know that I practice what I preach. So anyone can leverage media if they just have a strategy and if they take that intentional action every day. And I am actually living out my brand in that way by putting myself out there on over 500 platforms a year. And it absolutely has helped grow my business very, very, very quickly. After I retired as a business professor after 23 years and I went into full-time entrepreneurship to start that next chapter in my life, I knew through all my years of experience that media was a very key piece that I needed to have in place from the very beginning in order to really elevate myself in the field and grow my business and reach more people. And it absolutely has done just that. It's the key missing piece that business owners need to truly leverage and understand, because they don't even realize how their potential is actually being capped by not understanding the strategies that they need to use in using media.
That's great. What is your five-star strategy process, and why is it better than other media plans? And also, how can people get in touch with you?
My five-star strategy process is a very unique process because it takes you through very specific do's and don'ts and very specific steps in the process that you need to get booked in media and how to leverage media and then repurpose all of your content. And what makes it unique is that I'm an expert strategist that teaches you how to do it. If you hire a lot of PR firms, you know, you're more or less just a number, because their job is to just get you booked, and they don't really teach you why certain strategies are important versus other strategies that are specific to your niche, to your expertise, to your target audience. And so I really go behind the curtain and really break that down and show you why certain strategies are good for you over other strategies. And if you go to mediasecrets.net, you can get in touch with me and you can download a free guide that actually takes you through the top media mistakes that I see entrepreneurs making on a regular basis. So very, very helpful for you. And you can get in touch with me just by going to that site for my free guide, which is mediasecrets.net.
That's great. What makes you different from other PR agencies?
I'm different because I actually am focused on you and your goals and your target audience, not just on getting you booked. So that is the thing that a lot of people, they get so focused on the logos and they get so focused on the social proof part of it, and they think that that's going to be the thing that elevates them, and that's the cherry on top. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens in the strategy that sets you up for long-term success that I help people understand in order to fully understand the world of media and how it works and the best strategies for them that are actually going to get them to their goals faster. So whether you need interview help, whether you're targeting the wrong person, whether a certain outlet is actually better for your audience than another outlet, you know, I help you understand that whole spectrum so that you can be the most successful as possible using media. And that's what makes me so much different than just booking you for an interview.
What advice do you have for entrepreneurs feeling stuck or don't know where to start?
Start with what you have. So if you've never done a Facebook Live, I encourage you to start there. If you've never even pitched, I encourage you to learn a little bit more about the information that you need to have in sending your first pitch. If you're really bad at interviewing, then you need to practice in front of a video camera or a mirror. You know, whatever that is, you want to start increasing your skills little by little and actually practicing. Start in your local community. You know, a lot of people want to jump to some of the high national media sites, and they've never even done a local interview of any kind with their radio or with their newspaper. So those are building blocks that you have to have in place, because nobody on a larger platform is going to take a chance if they don't think that you have the experience needed in order to do the rock star job that you need to do on their larger platform. So I always encourage people to take advantage of the resources that you have with your local resources or with technology, and just dive in and figure it out, because it takes hard work, but it's not hard. It's not difficult to learn. It just takes consistent, persistent action to lay that foundation that you need to really start to build your media strategy plan to attract the higher media outlets that you're ultimately wanting.
Lori, do you see a change in the way you have to pitch the media now because of the virus, or is it still business as usual?
You know, there's a lot of people that are looking for the current story, whatever that is. So I had a national media outlet contact me as a business expert when this whole virus thing first hit, and the story that they wanted to focus on was how do I help people pivot, you know, in a time of crisis and in challenging times. And so, yes, you absolutely need to focus on having something of value, and it absolutely helps when your story and when your value is tied to something that is of urgency. And so with that, it always strengthens your pitch when you position yourself with something current that's going on or something on a national level, which is why one of my tips I give is to focus on what I call the national calendar, campaign calendar. Anyone can go to Google and download the national calendar, and with your message and with your business, you can start to easily choose anywhere from 10 to 20. You know, everybody has a national coffee day or national family literacy day or week for this or month for that. And you can easily pick out some of those national campaign dates to help you with your pitch so that you are automatically positioning yourself with something that's of national or global importance, which just strengthens your message even more. So you can choose that approach, or you can choose the approach of how to position yourself with the current virus that's going on or whatever that current newsworthy story is that outlets are focusing on. But your message doesn't change, but you can definitely tweak your pitch or your position a little bit so that you're positioning yourself as the problem solver. You're positioning yourself as the solution in that way. And so never go out of integrity with changing your message, with changing your messaging, but changing your pitch or your focus is different. Those are not the same things, and that's also what I help people to understand, is you never change your message.
That's powerful. What do you see yourself doing more in the future?
You know, I've actually done more virtual interviews in the last couple months than I ever thought I would, because I travel so much and I'm usually in a lot of studios. But it's been interesting because in this process that I've been in the last couple months, I will probably continue doing a lot more virtually and strategically just make that a permanent part of my media plan and of my business plan than I ever thought. So sometimes in the midst of chaos comes golden opportunities, and you have to be open to see those and to pivot with those. And it's definitely something that, because I've experienced things a different way and doing interviews a different way, I will forever think about how I can re-strategize in that way and kind of shift gears with the times, really. A lot of people are just making a lot of pivots and changes right now, and that's definitely one that I will be forever making within my strategy.
Do you also coach people online, or do you prefer to coach them in person, or how do you do that?
I do both. I do probably, like I said, more stuff online than ever before, and coaching is no different. So I will be coaching people more online than probably in person. There's a lot to be seen with, you know, how things are going to, the world's going to open back up and different regulations and whatnot. There's probably going to be a lot of people not traveling, or at least not traveling for a while. And so I absolutely am a coach that believes in meeting people where they are anyway. And so there's going to be a lot of shifts and a lot of changes in the whole industry for different types of businesses. And I will continue to adjust how I meet people where they are and how I help them solve their problems. And my guess is I'm probably going to be doing a lot more virtually, whether that's coaching or speaking or with media, you know, for the rest of 2020, but then beyond that for sure. I speak around on stages a lot. I don't coach necessarily in person very much. That's never been a part of my plan, but I will probably end up doing more through video coaching more than on the phone, I suspect, just to keep a little bit more of that personal touch than I have. So that is definitely a change. I will probably be shifting more and more into video, live video coaching. Whereas to the before the virus, I did a lot of coaching just on the phone without video. But everything's shifting. Everything's changing with how people are connecting. And that is definitely a part of how I'm changing my coaching practices as well, to be to just to get to that deeper level of connection where you're actually looking at someone, and at least on video.
Do you have your own podcast, or you just concentrate on being on other podcasts?
I do not yet have my own podcast. I've actually been asked that a lot, and it's not in my media plan. It doesn't mean that it won't ever happen, but for right now, it's actually not in my plan. As an expert on many other podcasts, and for right now, that's at least the strategy that is the strongest for what it is that I'm trying to accomplish in reaching my audience. And I have other platforms that then I actually will own that I'm working on right now, one of which will be a TV show coming out shortly. Timelines had to be shifted, of course, because of the virus. And then I have a new magazine that I own that will be coming out. So I do have some of my own media platforms that I will be releasing, but it is not in the plan for me to have a podcast.
Well, you're doing a lot. 500 interviews a year is quite a bit. Tell us again your website and about how they can get that that free thing that you have online.
Absolutely. The top media mistakes that entrepreneurs and businesses make is my free guide, and you can go to www.mediasecrets.net, and it's an instant download. All you do is plug in your email. It goes directly to your inbox, and you'll have it within seconds. So mediasecrets.net gets you that free guide, and they are the top mistakes that I see every single day. So it's a very good list for you to really check yourself. If you have experience in media, it's a good list for you to really evaluate so that you can stop making certain mistakes. Or if you're new to media, then you know from the very beginning that there's certain things on that list that you do not want to do. And I explain the reasons why and why not, and certain tips and tricks within that guide as well. So it's a very great comprehensive guide for the top 10 media mistakes that I see in media.
That's great. Well, you have 1 minute and 53 seconds. Is there anything else that you would like to leave with our audiences?
So there's so many myths out there with how to repurpose content, and that's part of the process that I teach in the fifth step of my 5-star strategy process. Talks a lot about the repurposing of content. And one of the things that I see is a lot of people will make an announcement, and usually in the form of a social media post, with being so excited that they get to be a guest on such and such show, and then the show will happen, and then they might post, make another post about how the show went, or thank you so much for having me, maybe some photos that they were in studio. And so for most media features, most media opportunities, a lot of people are maybe only talking about it two times, a before and an after. And I teach you how that is not really the repurposing strategy that you think that it is, and how you can utilize and repurpose your content better and leverage it for years. Every single piece of content, every single opportunity, every single time, and you're literally leaving money and opportunity on the table by not having a clear repurposing strategy every single time. And so that's something that's super, super valuable.
We're down to 20 seconds. So we're going to have to cut it short. We'll have to maybe later do another interview with you, because you're such a valued, have so much knowledge. And I just want to let you know, it was just a joy for me. I learned some stuff from you today to have you as a guest, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I know.